Okay, our friends. So today we are going to take you on an adventure. That's right. We have an adventure story. Not just any adventure. Today's story is The Adventures of Wrong Man and Power Girl. The words were by C. Alexander London, and it's illustrated by Frank Morrison. And it's read today by Mommy. And.
I am Steve.
Steve. From Minecraft?
Steve from Minecraft.
I'm really glad that you're with me, Steve. Have I got a story for you? So, when we open the book, we can see the mom and the dad and the little girl, and she looks a little upset. And the parents don't exactly look pleased either. But the book says that it is to your parents who are never wrong. And that's a good place to start. I like a story that's to parents who are never wrong. But oh my goodness, when we look at the next page, it looks like they're in the big city and everyone is concerned because there's a fire at the bookstore, it looks like. And the story says,
When disaster strikes and the people need a hero, who do they call?
and we see, oh no, there's a fire. Everyone is alarmed. But there's also a picture here at the top. This is like a comic book, this story is. So the little girl cries out for Awesome Man. And Awesome Man says, Sorry, busy. Uh-oh. So then she calls out, Great girl! Sorry, too much to do over here. And now we see a different superhero. And he is flying through the sky and he says, Fear not, citizens. Wrong Man is here. Wrong Man? I never heard of him.
But Wrong Man always does things wrong. Luckily, Janice knows what to do.
No, Janice is his daughter, and she also is a superhero, it looks like. Okay, so there's a fire, but he says, I've brought stinky cheese, lots and lots of stinky cheese.
I need to grab some.
He's carrying the biggest wheel of cheese you will ever see in your life. What's he gonna do with it?
And why stinky cheese?
Why stinky cheese, of all things? But Janice is quick thinking, and she is on her phone and says, Yes, 911, there's a fire at the old toothbrush factory. Come quickly. Oh, always call if there's a fire. Very good. And the next picture, we can see what he did. The cheese just went everywhere. And he looks a little bit confused.
How did the cheese go everywhere?
I think he might have dropped the cheese on top of the fire. And now there's melted cheese everywhere. Stinky melted cheese. But also the fire department is there, so they're putting out the fire. Thank goodness. Meanwhile, someone in the crowd says, Oh no, there's a bank robbery. Oh, I'm worried. Never fear, says Wrong Man. I'll stop these crooks with my dance moves. And here come the crooks, and he starts to dance. It looks like he fell down now, I guess. Anyways,
No, one of the guys punched him.
the crooks are just walking over him. Thankfully, his daughter's there, Power Girl. Yes, please. Janice again. The crooks are headed west on Main Street. Oh, that's good.
No problem's too small for Wrong Man.
Well, here's a boy who says, My dog ate my homework. And you can see all the dogs, and they are eating his homework. And so, what does Power Man say?
Behold, I have put underpants on the dog, on all the dogs in town.
And yep, there the dogs are with underpants all on them.
Why do they have underpants on them?
I don't know. And here comes his daughter. I really don't think that's appropriate. She's right. I don't know why they put underpants on all the dogs. It's not going to help get your. Ooh, do you think he's trying to get the homework back the wrong way? Ooh.
people tried to stop Wrong Man from helping them.
Allow me to assist you, ma'am,
says Wrong Man, because there's looks like quite a bit of stuff on the road, and he's trying to get her to help her cross the road.
No, no, really, I'm fine, thank you,
she says, because she does not want him to help her.
I know just what to do, says Power Man as he's trying to.
And the motorcycle guy says, please, no, the tow truck's here.
Yep, but Wrong Man helped anyway. And what a mess he has made. Oh, Wrong Man.
Wrong Man really is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Wrong Man always knew he was meant for greatness.
Yeah. We can see when he was a little boy, he saw a fire for the very first time and was concerned. And when he was in high school, he could run really fast. So he thought, maybe someday I'll be a hero.
Sometimes Wrong Man made things worse.
The Ruckus River Dam is about to burst.
So we can see in the picture the dam is what holds back all the water, right? For like a reservoir. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge, big concrete thing.
And he's having sharks break it.
He's pushing sharks into the hole, thinking that the sharks will fill the hole.
These trained sharks will fill the hole.
Now, if you have concrete that has a hole in it, you wouldn't want to put a living animal in the hole, would you?
No.
No. More concrete, perhaps. But certainly not sharks.
The sharks will just break it.
Mm-hmm.
Much worse.
Yeah. And now someone says, a giant meteor is headed towards Earth. And Wrong Man has flown into the atmosphere to save the planet. But what is he deciding to do?
I will cut it in pieces.
I will cut it in pieces.
So now he's going to cut this meteor into bits with a knife. That sounds like a terrible choice. And sure enough, instead of being hit with one... Yeah.
1,000 are falling.
Yep. Instead of being hit with one meteor, he's got many more.
Oops,
he says. And now when the dam bursts and the water flows into the city, and now it's full of sharks. Oh, Wrong Man.
Everyone was glad he had Janice by his side. Very glad.
Yeah.
And now she says, fire the tanks.
Yeah, somebody's got to do something to stop
and
this.
And there
mess.
Are giant tanks that are going like...
Gonna shoot down all those little meteors.
But sometimes not even Janice could help Wrong Man.
Ah, giant fire-breathing lizard on the loose.
And we can see Godzilla is running through the city.
Ah!
Janice has been captured by Godzilla. He has grabbed her up, and Wrong Man sees it. He thinks to himself, what can he do to stop this?
Who will help Janice?
Anyone but Wrong Man.
And they have to see everything that's happening.
So he is in the kitchen. He grabs the chef's hat. He grabs the apron. He starts to cook. And now it looks like he has two gigantic bowls of something. And the kitchen is a disaster. But he is flying towards the bad guy with two giant bowls of something. And he says, oh, it's not just a giant bowl of something now. We can see what he made. Ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake.
He says, and Godzilla turns with his mouth open and he shoves all that ice cream cake right into Godzilla's mouth. And Godzilla drops Janice. And now,
if it's actually Godzilla or if it's just a giant lizard.
I don't know, it could be just a giant lizard. But he saved her. So this time, even though he did the wrong thing, he did save his daughter. Mm-hmm. I think he's called Wrong Man because he typically makes the wrong choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even Wrong Man is right. Sometimes.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. And then she gives him a big kiss. In the end, we see the family is back together again. And she has decided, okay, maybe my dad is right. And her mom has got ice cream cake for her. And she looks a lot happier. And I would just like to go on record for saying, sometimes you will feel like your mom and dad are doing the wrong thing. Parents are always doing what they think is best. And a good parent will probably make some mistakes along the way, but it's mainly because we love our kids so much. We are trying to do the best we can. So cut your parents some slack, I guess, is what I'm saying today. And we love you guys. And that is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.